I'm pretty sure that you want to be rocking with the Chili Peppers at Disneyland, right?
They have the rides now that rock out while you're riding to the Chili Peppers music.
And we are giving away Disney a Day, a family four-pack of two-day park hopper passes, continuing this morning.
It is. We've been doing that for a month, and all you're listening for is the Disneyland cue to call. We'll hook you up with a family four-pack of two-day park hopper passes. Send you off to Disneyland. Listen for that coming up today.
You are with Jenny and Blake, and it's Friday morning, April 13th.
7:40, 45 degrees, pretty chilly this morning, and only warming up to about 71. We have some rain in the forecast today.
Ooh, going to be a beautiful day. And coming up, we are going to have some Studio C passes to give away for the Dan Zane Studio C, our very first Studio C for kids. But right now, Dawn and John are in the studio with us, joining us for our movie night traffic lights.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you guys doing?
Perfect day to see a movie, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the day, and a couple of good ones opening. The first one called Disturbia, as in, you know, you're vacationing in Mexico and the hotel maid knocks on the door and it's like, no Disturbia, por favor, right?
Wow, that couldn't be more wrong and absolutely has nothing to do with the movie.
Are you saying I don't speak Spanish?
kind of wondering if you saw
the previews for that. No, that's not the right movie, is it? I saw a preview for Vacancy.
Or oh,
Vacancy.
Yeah. That's a motel one. But that's
this is
not
like
this
Suburbia,
one.
But Disturbia.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, so a guy's in trouble with the law, and he gets sentenced to 3 months of house arrest. Not a big deal, right?
No, well, I've had that yeah, happen.
Right, I believe that.
Well, it's probably a big deal, though, if you can't leave home and you're living next door to a serial killer. Yeah. Well, Shia LaBeouf, at least that's how we think we pronounce his name. I'm not really sure. But he is in this movie, and he's a guy in trouble with the law, and he and the next door girl decide to pass the time by spying on the neighbors. Well, they suspect one of the neighbors is killing people, and the neighbor is played by David Morse.
Oh, this sounds like a great premise for the movie.
It really does.
Well, here's a clip of when they send one of their friends next door to break into the guy's garage and find out what he's hiding in there.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely the source of the stink. There's a lot of blood. Wait a minute. I think that's hair. No, this is nasty.
I need you to look in the back.
Oh, God. This is stinky.
Stay calm.
Oh, no. What?
Fine. You just close the door.
I think there's someone in the garage.
Ronnie.
Help me.
So this is a comedy?
Yeah, you've got the whole vibe there.
All right.
Yeah,
you can kind of feel how it's going to go. Yeah, you know, they try to get help from the cops, but the cops don't believe them, and so they're on their own. They have to stop this guy before he kills again or before he comes after them.
Oh. Yeah. So is it a scary movie?
It is a scary movie, and it's actually a little too authentic for me. I mean, just like real life, the teenagers in this don't do anything interesting. They don't really say anything interesting. When called to action, they pretty much manage to screw it up.
Yeah.
But, so it's kind of slow and frustrating for
me. You're going to make a
great dad. I see it coming. Yeah. But, so it is kind of slow and frustrating early on, but it is very well done, very good filmmaking. And because of that, it will make you jump out of your seat. It will kind of creep you out, even though the plot is very typical for this kind of movie. Except for the first 5 minutes, I got to warn you, very intense and kind of needlessly tragic for me anyway.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how intense the very beginning is. But I think the older teens are really going to like this movie. So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Disturbia a yellow.
The rest of us will slit our wrist.
What'd you say?
The rest of us will slit our wrist. No, it's not bad. It's okay.
It's a decent movie.
Yeah, it's decent. The kids will love it.
Okay, and then we have another one with two big stars.
Yes.
Yes,
that's right. Thanks for coming by, guys.
I've forgotten all about it, you know? The first one got me so upset. Now, the next movie actually shows us that...
thanks for coming by. Good to see you this morning.
The next one's Halle Berry, and I just get so flustered, I don't know what to do.
Right, you know, that is understandable.
This one actually proves that, you know, you make Halle Berry a mean person, and you name her David, and she's still hot. I mean, the movie, of course, Perfect Stranger.
Yes, Halle Berry does star in Perfect Stranger, and she's a reporter, and one of her friends has just been brutally murdered. But before she was murdered, she told her that she was dating a married guy that she'd met online, who also happens to be a powerful executive, the actual owner of an ad agency in town. And of course, that's Bruce Willis. Mm. Well, Halle suspects that Bruce is the murderer, so she goes undercover in the ad agency as a temp worker and starts up this online relationship with Bruce. Well, Bruce starts to figure out something's not quite quite right. So here's a clip.
Other
of
than
him.
The fact that he's a scumbag,
yeah, well,
double
he's
cheating.
Not worried about that.
Oh,
yet.
Okay.
Gee, so you're a little bitter about something, Jenny.
Your dress is nice.
That's Jenny. What's been happening exactly. with you lately?
Nothing. I'm just looking out for the ladies of the world.
Just a charity.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, here's a clip of him confronting Hallie and asking her if she's a spy.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Are you or are you not a spy?
Yes.
What?
Yes!
Do you even know what the word loyalty means?
I bet your wife is wondering the same thing.
Yeah, Hallie, you tell him.
That's right.
You get it, Bruce.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, she figures out, you know, he's kind of upset, so she doesn't have much time to prove that he's the murderer before she becomes his next victim.
Yeah, this one's actually pretty good. I mean, there's a few moments in this that seem kind of off, like the dialogue doesn't sound quite right or the acting's a little suspect. Or it looks a lot like a glossy Hollywood set instead of a real office building. But and there's a couple of moments in this that are like really weird R-rated moments that you got to be prepared for. But it's a super smart story that all comes together in the end. It keeps you locked in, keeps you guessing right up till the end. And Halle Berry's kind of promiscuous and has a foul mouth, so you gotta love that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like the part Sailor where I like the part though where you don't know. You really don't know what's happening till the very end, which is very cool. So on our movie night traffic light, we're gonna rate Perfect Stranger a green.
All right.
This one's a green. And if you're gonna go check Disturbia out, because this is a good weekend for movies, go tonight to Elkhorn Theater, go see the 8 o'clock showing, and we'll put you on TV afterwards and you can tell us what you think about the movie.
Because you guys have your own TV show now.
That's
on the CW.
Right, yep. And unlike our radio show here, it's not live, so I can redo it when I screw it up. Our TV show, all made possible by Marshall's Jewelers, who are the coolest people there is. That's where you got to
buy your
jewelry.
That nice drop there.
Yeah.
And we are on the CW, which is Channel 8 or 58, tomorrow afternoon at 12:30.
All right, turn the mics off, Jenny.
All right, who else do we got to plug? By the way, I'm having a garage sale.
The Killers coming up, also music from the Goo Goo Dolls, and the Disneyland Cute to Call could be coming up as well here on the mountain. What's good about it?